Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM, getting you set for week two of high school football tomorrow night. Now joined by Jefferson West head coach, that is David Bowen. And we get you set for the Tigers and Hiawatha for week two. But first, want to talk a little bit about the game last week against Riverside. 34-21, Riverside gets the win. Coach, talk about that game a little bit, and what were the overall takeaways from that one?
Overall takeaways, I think still would be what we were talking about last week in the interview, and that is playing a clean game. And I believe whenever we can start to play our roles and positions better and clean up our side of it, then we can start thinking about getting some wins. Until certain things happen, it's hard to get those wins. But what I did see was a lot of growth in a team that, when they were down, responded better and rallied around each other and kept fighting for four quarters, and that's one of our main goals this year.
It's got to be a good feeling to see your team fighting through that adversity at times, able to continue to battle when things were down. How do you kind of carry that momentum into this week and turn those positives into a potential victory?
Well, you know, learning is the first step. We grade all our players, and we sit down and talk about the grading scale and show them what they could do and what they couldn't do. And I think that that's a good start for us, is to educate those kids on what we as coaches are looking for and what kind of effort and what kind of responsibilities they are doing each play. And then to continue the growth, wins and losses is one way to mark a program. But there are other things that are happening behind the scenes this year that, as a coach, get me very excited. We have taken massive steps with our leadership and our buy-in through the summer and through practice and weight room classes. And all of those things are part of that list I was saying a little bit ago. All of these things have to happen before wins start to happen.
Who has maybe surprised you a little bit, maybe an individual or two, maybe not just in the Riverside game, but maybe even going back through the summers and the workouts and the preparation and camps and whatnot leading up to the season, and then maybe even in the Riverside game, were there a couple of players that maybe stood out to you that maybe surprised you a little bit?
Yes, sir. You know, jumping to mind, I would say one player stood out that had a great game. His name is Brody Boyer. He's a junior for us, and I list him as an athlete because he has played O-line, D-line, linebacker, safety, wide receiver, corner, running back, fullback. And he is a smart kid, and he's kind of an in-between size, and his speed's decent. We had to move him to wide receiver on a Wednesday before the game. We had to move him to free safety on a Wednesday before the game. He was very coachable and played both positions very well. Caught a touchdown pass on fourth and long, and made several big tackles at the free safety position. And then on the other side of that, I would say a person that I also noticed having a growth moment in that game would have been my young sophomore quarterback, Tucker Halthouse. I was pleased with the way he handled adversity Friday night.
Jefferson West, the loss at Riverside in week one. Now they get their first home matchup of the year. Week two, they host Hiawatha. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our chat with Jefferson West head coach David Bowen as our locker room chats continue, getting you prepped for week two of high school football on Friday night. Well, let's talk about the matchup, week two. You get your first home game, and you get Hiawatha. They're coming off a nice win over Royal Valley in week one. What stands out early about Hiawatha? What kind of challenges do they bring this week?
Yes, they got a good, hard-fought win against Royal Valley, and they're a team that will show us that triple option look. They have good team speed, and but first home game is always an exciting one, and we're going to keep telling our boys the same thing we've been telling them, and that is, clean up our side of the ball, and the rest will start to happen naturally.
Do you expect the week one to week two jump? A lot of coaches see maybe the biggest growth of the year between that first game and second game. Is that kind of the expectation for you and your coaches as well?
Yes, I think first game every year you're going to have new starters, you're going to have new people in positions, a new team chemistry, and that first week is a chance to get out there and see what's working. We've made some changes of personnel and some people, and week two, we're going to continue the growth. And as long as we continue to get better at our individual jobs and as playing as a team, as one, we'll continue to get better week to week. And, again, I'm going to say a lot of these things have to happen before you start worrying about wins and losses on the scoreboard.
What are going to be the expectations from your team here against Hiawatha on Friday night? What are going to be a few keys to get a win?
A few keys for us is simply clean up our offense, our turnovers. I believe we had 7 Friday. It is hard to win a game with 7 turnovers. Clean up our penalties. That is both things that we can control. And then on the defensive side of the ball would be to make better, sure tackles, more wrap up, more people getting hat to the ball. So kind of effort and attitude on the defensive side.
There it is, Jefferson West head coach David Bowen joining us here on our locker room chats as the Tigers have their first home game on Friday, and they welcome in Big 7 opponents in Hiawatha. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck Friday, and we'll do it again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.